This is J.P. Shadrick with the Jaguars Report, presented by Ticket Exchange. Cecil Shorts III will play against Detroit. What rookie Marquise Lee thinks about his return after this.
It only takes a drop of water to cause someone to slip and fall, but it takes a lot more to prove that your injuries were the result of negligence. The store said the floor was dry. Our investigators learned that on the day of the accident, it had been raining.
So the next time it rained, we went back. And guess what? Rainwater was dripping from the ceiling, exactly where our client was injured. When you're in for the fight of your life, investigators with 30 years of experience is a good thing. Farrah and Farrah, Jacksonville.
Jaguars fans, want to show your support of the team every time you hit the road? Support youth and local athletics along with local sports tourism by purchasing a Jag Tag. Proceeds from each purchase benefits local charities, and the Jag Tag has generated over $500,000 for these charities since 1995. For more information or to purchase a tag, visit flasportstag.com or visit your local tag office or tag agent today. Cecil Shorts III will return to game action Friday against the Detroit Lions, and the fourth-year receiver is expected to get about 15 snaps. And yes, Shorts is ready to play and get back to game action, and if you ask him, he's been ready for a while. But another receiver happy about the return of Shorts is rookie Marquise Lee.
It's love. Love to a sense to where if I don't know what I'm doing, you know, I got the capability of him helping me, but, you know, everybody knows Cece. You know, this is just another situation where you can take advantage of your opportunities in this case. You know, everybody know how great of a receiver Cece is, and, you know, and everybody really going to be focused on him. So, you know, it's by us coming in, it's our job, you know, to do our job and get open, you know, and get the attention off him so he can get back rolling.
The Jaguars hold a final walkthrough today and then travel to Detroit this afternoon for Friday's game against the Lions. For more Jaguars coverage, visit Jaguars.com. With the Jaguars Report, I'm J.P. Shadrick.